Proclamation number 3195 of 22nd of July, 1944. Spheres of light. Different luminous intensity. Childhood of God. In the spiritual world there are many gradations, many degrees of bliss, which are recognizable as radiations of light of varying strength and correspond to the soul's degree of maturity. As soon as the being, the soul, has entered the kingdom of light, happiness and bliss are its share because it can receive God's emanation of strength, which always means bliss, even if the soul can only be considered to a small extent according to its maturity. But happiness increases according to the being's activity of love, which always means an increase of its strength, thus an increased radiating through of divine love. And the being can be active without restriction. It is in a state of life, of freedom and constant love and a constant use of the power out of God, because the divine power continuously flows towards this being and the power reception triggers deep happiness in it. But the being is now continuously active. It works in love again by passing on the strength and making countless beings happy with it and promoting their spiritual progress and at the same time developing itself into ever greater perfection, which again results in an increased influx of strength from God. And ever more luminous are the rays of light which now surround the being. There is no limit in the kingdom of light, and spheres of light are everywhere where the beings have attained the degree of maturity that they can receive the divine emanation into themselves, that they are permeated by his strength of love. But since the abundance of receiving strength corresponds to the degree of maturity, the spheres of light will also have different intensities of light, for the more perfect the being is the closer it is to the eternal deity who, as the original light, radiates an inconceivable abundance of light onto all beings. But since the perfect spiritual knows no limitation the being can always come closer and closer to the eternal deity, thus it can constantly progress. It can directly receive the emanation of love and yet it is not completely united with him as soon as it has not attained childship to God. For this means complete merging with the original light. It means unlimited reception of strength and thus highest bliss. Every being in the kingdom of light is unspeakably happy and yet can always feel even deeper happiness the more it expresses its own love and thereby increases its reception of light and strength. But the being, once standing in the light, knows no limits in the beyond, and this awareness is just so extremely happy that the being can strive for ever higher perfection and that divine love is likewise unlimited in its emanation of strength. But receiving strength from God is always to be valued differently than the final union with him, which earns the being the childship to God, for it is one with God and its activity in the spiritual kingdom is different from that of the beings of light. They create that and shape entirely out of themselves and are exceedingly happy, because this activity requires the highest degree of love and therefore increases their bliss immeasurably. 22nd of the 7th 1945, the entry into the kingdom of light therefore already takes place as soon as the soul has attained the maturity which allows light to shine through. But then there are innumerable degrees of perfection and thus also innumerable stages of bliss, which is why the soul can enter ever new spheres of light which always and constantly increase. For there is no limit to what is perfect. The soul floats higher and higher, it approaches the original light, and yet it is not completely one with the original light if it has not acquired the right of childship to God on earth. But it has found union with God from the moment it fills his radiance of love, when it is so purified that it can receive rays of strength and light within itself. For from now on it also has eternal life, it can be active, thus work in love, and it can ascend to immeasurable heights. It can receive light and strength from God and, through union with equally mature spiritual beings, increase them and be inexpressibly happy. But just as the abundance of light is inconceivable to man on earth, so there are also no possibilities of comparison for the bliss of the beings which have found entrance into the spheres of light. For as long as the human being lives on earth, he is an imperfect creature. He only sees and hears with the eyes and ears of the body and cannot imagine the spiritual world, which is devoid of all matter, which only exists spiritually and can therefore only be seen and understood by the spiritual being in a human being, by the soul, but only when the soul has reached a certain degree of maturity. And therefore humanity cannot form an idea of the spiritual kingdom, it can only believe, and this only if it is willing and allows itself to be taught without inner resistance. But it can strive to receive enlightenment, and then many things will become comprehensible to it. For then the first rays of light will already begin to take effect, and just as a slow maturing of realization, of light, i.e., of knowledge about the pure truth, is recognizable on earth from then on, so the development of the being in the kingdom of the beyond will also increase. It becomes more and more perfect, it joins God more and more. It is unspeakably blissful. But childship to God is a higher degree of perfection, and it includes infinite delights. It is the right of those who already strive for God on earth with all their senses, who love Him with all their heart and want to serve Him in most faithful devotion, who accept suffering and earthly hardship in submission, who strive to fulfill His will and are always and constantly lovingly active, for they already seek to assimilate themselves to the eternal deity on earth, and therefore God's love takes hold of them and paves the way for them to reach Him. Yet their fate on earth is not easy, they have to pass many tests. They have to fulfill tasks on earth which require great strength and a firm will to reach God. Yet divine grace is available to these souls without measure, so that they will reach the aim if only they strive for it. Amen.